I'm Vinette, and welcome to our blog on Designing Your New Life. It is becoming clear that the old normal is never coming back, and the new normal is becoming a reality. The good news is that because it is new, now is the time for you to actually design your new normal. You can actually choose to reshape your life and redesign your future. The old ways was the normal way, but it wasn't working for many of us. You may have had your dreams and goals crushed by the harsh reality before, but now you can actually reach your dreams and goals, getting what you want and live the way you choose to live. With the new normal, you can choose to live in a new reality. As we wrap up the year, it is time to reveal what we did this year. What good things have you done? What bad things have you done? If you are to put your story this year into a book, would you be the hero, the victim, or the villain? Now let's face it, we've all done something bad. We've all hurt someone else, whether it was intentional or not. But really, most people are good people. Jim Rohn often said, there are only 10 truly bad people in this world. They just keep moving around a lot. Every good story has villains, heroes, and victims. I am assuming that you're not one of those 10 truly evil people. So, are you a victim or are you a hero? Victims and heroes start off the same way. They both went through some adversity. Something bad happened to them. Somebody hurt them. They went through some kind of tragedy. But there are two major differences between the victim and a hero. First, is that a victim chooses to stay a victim. We've all known someone who prefers to be a victim all their life. My own mother-in-law is a prime example. I love her to death, but her victim energy drains me every time I see her. Her daughters hated her because they were bad daughters. Her late husband abused her because he was an a-hole. You may know someone who have had some childhood trauma. Maybe they've been abused, they were hurt in an accident, they've lost someone they loved. Look, bad things happen to good people. And we've all had our tragedies and accidents one way or another. Nobody has such a perfect life that they never had to worry about anything. Not even the rich kids. They have their own set of problems. Now, little boy was given a caterpillar as a gift. He loved it, so he really took care of this caterpillar. The caterpillar slowly grows into a pupa. And the little boy, watching the pupa day and night, saw that the caterpillar was struggling inside the pupa. So one day, he took out a pair of scissors and cut up the pupa because he wanted to help the caterpillar. You know what? The caterpillar never completed the transformation. It never became the beautiful butterfly that it was meant to be. The caterpillar eventually wilted and died. We are all caterpillars to begin with. Every one of us, regardless of our color, our background, our family, our wealth, or whatever. If we are to become a butterfly, we have to struggle. We have to go through the transformation, and the only way to do that is to go through the struggle and transform ourselves to something beautiful. Victims never complete the transformation. Heroes do. Heroes will go through struggles and adversity and transform themselves into something beautiful and heroic. You have to decide whether you want to be a victim or if you want to be a hero. Now, I mentioned there are two differences between a victim and a hero. The first is that even though both the victim and hero has some traumatic event in life, the hero choose to transform. They choose to rise above adversity and become a hero. The second difference is that a hero has a guide. Luke Skywalker has Yoda. Katniss Everdeen has Haymitch Abernathy. Harry Potter has Albus Dumbledore. In every hero's journey, there is a guide who not only gives them the knowledge, teach them how to process the thoughts, but also lead them down the right path so that the hero can complete the transformation. So if you are Neo from The Matrix, then I am Morpheus. I handed you two pills, a red pill and a blue pill. If you choose the blue pill, you can continue to live your life that was designed by someone else. Or you can choose the red pill, and I will guide you to a completely new life, transform you into the most beautiful butterfly you can imagine. Red or blue? That's your choice. If you do choose the red pill, then I urge you to join our Focal Daily program. It is our way of guiding you through your transformation into a new normal that you designed. Your new normal should be something beautiful. It should be everything that you want and deserve. And we're here to be your guide. Until next time, love what you live and live what you love.
If you like what we've been teaching over the last couple of years, we invite you to join our Focal Daily program. Every day, we will release one bite-sized lesson to you to help you with your productivity, your finances, nutrition, exercise, relationship, and longevity. Not only do we wish that you have a long life, we also hope that you have the quality of life that you truly desire.
And having the best health, relationship, and finances will help you live a happy and joyful lifestyle with the people that you love and care about. No matter where you currently are with your health, finances, and relationships, the Focal Daily program will help you achieve greater success in your life, be a better person for your family, and accumulate more wealth. Sign up now to be on a VIP list for exclusive discount when we launch our program.